Rave Radio.
Hey, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rant with Rave. Daily Rant with Rave is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we are joined by a special guest today, Melissa Taggart, who is the Senior Vice President of Education, Training, and Standards. Did I get that right, or leave a part out?
Education, Certification, and Standards, but you're very close, Gary.
Okay, Education, Certification, and Standards. Melissa and I have known each other for over 20 years, and you know her as you know, sort of the guiding light in education in our industry. Not only is the CTS, Certified Technology Specialist Program, recognized as sort of the industry standard, or is the industry standard for certification in the commercial audiovisual industry, but also Melissa sort of not only cultivated it, developed it, and also is managing it at the same time. So I kind of wanted to have you on this morning, Melissa, to talk about sort of the state of the CTS.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Gary. Thank you so much for asking me to join you today. And the state of the CTS is very strong. It's just great. I think most people on the podcast will probably know that we have three levels of certification: a general certified technology specialist level, one for the design, a CTSD, and one for installation, a CTSI. And as of this week, we are very close to a 10,000 CTS holder mark, of which we're very proud. That splits out to about 8,700 general CTS holders, over 900 Ds. I think, Gary, you and I remember when we had about 60, yeah, and close to over 800 Is. So we're very pleased to see the growth of the program.
Yeah, I remember, as you may recall, I served on both the installation and design committees to develop the original curriculum, which I'm sure is quite different than it is now. But it was an amazing process. And I know that all of our visions back then were to have thousands of people as CTS certified, and it actually means something, because way back when, there wasn't a whole lot of meaning behind it. But now you guys have partnered with standards organizations and other industry associations that have really put some meat behind it, where that when you're using someone who is CTS, you know you're getting something different.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been accredited on the general CTS level by ANSI, ISO, IEC since 2008. That's still hard for me to believe. And we really made that decision, the board made that decision about 10 years ago, to make sure that we had exams that were externally validated, that when you are taking an InfoComm certification, you know that there's a process that is audited annually with mandatory updates so that the material stays current and pertinent to the industry. And that level of quality has, I think, been a critical component in our getting 10,000 CTS holders to see the value of it and increasing adoption by organizations who are requesting people with CTSs when they do the work in their companies or for their companies.
And one of the big, I think, paths that made it a lot, that it sort of accelerated the growth in addition to the fact that it is standards-based now, is also the availability of it. It used to be a little bit more difficult. Now with online, the world of online learning, you've simplified that process all around the CTS. And can you talk a little bit about that?
I'd be happy to. Back in the day, you could either take the exam online, the general CTS, but for the specialized, you had to come to Fairfax, Virginia. And as a global organization, that clearly made it difficult for people to take exams elsewhere. So one of the requirements of ANSI was to make sure that the exams were administered fairly worldwide, and that's why we incorporated external testing services. We're currently with Pearson VUE to make sure that people do research while they're taking the exams, that they have to go, and that those exams, it prevents cheating. It makes sure that the exams are available worldwide. And as a result, we work very hard to make our education that helps support certification part of this process. And I'm going to spend just a minute on what we call the separation of church and state, which makes things complicated, but I think now people understand more, which basically says that because InfoComm is a sponsoring organization for these three exams, we have to demonstrate that we don't teach to the test. And so our education looks at what is that common exam content outline that's public knowledge that says, what are the skills and knowledge you need to do the job? We're going to train you to that, but we can't necessarily say that everything we're talking about will be on the test because we don't know. And then all the people who write the test look at that outline and say, what's important that people should demonstrate and be tested on? And so our training and education really revolves around that content to do that work. As you say, we have to keep that education current, just as the testing people do, to incorporate Infocom standards or other pertinent standards, new technologies that might come down the pike. So at any given day, we have, you know, hundreds of volunteers working through our educational content, our standards programs, our testing, writing, you know, all the volunteers write test questions, staying current in the industry. And then every 6 months, our exams are updated to make sure it reflects that updated content. As Tuck and me just said about education, we make our education to help prepare people worldwide online. We have McGraw-Hill books that can be bought through Amazon worldwide that takes care of our distribution problem. We have classroom courses that we can offer in varieties of length, so you can take 4 hours or 3 days or half a day. We have webinars and virtual classrooms. We work very hard to make the content as available as we possibly can globally.
And it's all right there at infocom.org, right? I mean, that's the easiest way to get started is to head on over to infocom.org and then click on, I believe it's education and certification in the top. Isn't it something like that?
Yes, there's an education link, there's a certification link, and all of this is outlined, including courses that are occurring worldwide at any given day.
And speaking of worldwide, is the education itself in different languages?
Yes, we have a lot of our education now is in six languages, from Spanish, Portuguese, Hindi, German, and several languages, as you look. And the exam currently is only in Spanish, Latin American Spanish, but our certificate programs have been extended. Our Infocom Recognized AV Technologist program is offered in multiple languages as well, that kind of stepping stone to get people to certification. And we are working hard all the time to make as much of this available in multiple languages as we can.
And I guess my last question would be, like, what would be the perfect world for you? Where would you love to see, you know, if you could use a crystal ball and you could see CTS be exactly where you wanted it to be, what would you love to see happen? What would you see as the biggest, you know, let's say one day you were going to retire and you wanted to go out thinking, wow, this is exactly what I wanted it to be. Are we there now, or is there something else you'd like to accomplish?
That's a great question. And certainly, I think we're all very proud here of how far we've come, and there's always new things you can do. I'd love to see more of our association members' clients requesting CTS and recognizing the caliber of the person they're going to get when they use it. I think that would be great. I think that we're seeing strong support, you mentioned earlier, from our manufacturers who see that when you have CTS holders, they are likely to install their product more efficiently and more effectively in supporting that. We already have great support there. So I think it's just CTS being that component of the association's overall mission to help people see that, you know, we support communications in a exceptional experience kind of way, and certification plays a role in that. So I think we've come a long way.
I agree. And sort of you talk about two sides of that. The one side is getting the customers when they're speccing or when they're integrating audiovisual IT communications technology in their facilities to make sure they're using CTS certified people. That was the first side of sort of what you're looking at. And the second side is the appreciation that the manufacturers have in dealing with CTS level people because they have a higher level of knowledge, but also an integrator, when they're hiring somebody that has that CTS, they're getting somebody who already has a baseline a knowledge base that they know they can launch from rather than having to start from scratch. So you've accomplished that. So the last piece would be just to get more people, right? I mean, you'd love to have the entire industry, I assume, a greater percentage of the industry CTS certified.
We absolutely would. And, you know, I just want everyone to know that we have it. So if you're an Infocom member, you can get a lot of our education, including our CTS Prep online course, for free. And we did that intentionally. We want as many people as possible to learn how to do things correctly and to stay current in how to do that. And so we make as much of our content accessible and available to our members and non-members alike as best we can.
Well, Melissa, I really appreciate you joining me today. Again, Melissa is the Senior Vice President of Education, Certification, and Sanders. Sorry, I should have written all that down. It's a long one. Two-sided business card. But and like I said, Melissa and I have known each other for 20 years, and she's done a phenomenal job. I mean, if you haven't met Melissa, you should approach her at InfoCom. She's very approachable, and obviously, you can tell you have a passion for it. I mean, you're in the perfect position for it. Obviously, you love education and training, and congratulations on all you've done. And for those of you listening, if you have not gotten your CTS yet, not only is it free, it is highly valuable, and you can check it out. Start it at www.infocom.org, and then consider and look at the CTS installation and design programs, because they'll bring you an even higher level of certification and education. So this is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.